Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. Big Rob, you there, Big Rob?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Rob, you don't mind if we talk to a strong black queen, do you?
Man, yeah. I don't know. That makes me nervous, bro.
Okay, all right.
You know how I am.
Black queen alert.
I just go to the hood. I don't go around no queens.
Yeah. They in the hood too, Rob. On the phone line, Queen Thais is on the phone line. How you doing today, Queen?
I'm doing excellent. How y'all doing? Sound like y'all having a lot of fun over there. I'm missing out. I had to join in.
We faking until we make it, Queen Thais. It's tough over here. They trying to cut off my cable today, so I'm trying to do what I got to do before they come. So, Queen, we got you on the phone line. The word on the streets is that you're doing the world's largest black homeschool expo.
Absolutely. We will be doing it this coming weekend, and this is our 9th year. So this is a very special year, and we're going virtual for the first time. So, I'm excited. It's an opportunity for other people to chime in from wherever they are in the world, not just in the country, but all over the globe.
That's good. So what's going to happen?
Well, we'll have over 40 master classes and workshops for our youth, for parents, for educators, and just for those in the community that want to support the education of our black children. It is just a powerful weekend altogether because we have also black curriculum resources, black books, a lot of things that we're looking for in the community to support the growth, development, and enriching experiences for our children. So it's going to be powerful. We have people coming from they'll be zoning in, I'll say, from all over. We have people coming, joining us, I should say, from Kenya to the UK to Rwanda this year. We even had some people join in from South America, from the Caribbean, as well as across the United States. So it's, you know, the time is now, y'all already know, to make it happen for our children.
Exactly.
So this COVID and all of this is really just reaffirming, and it's a reset button for us to look at what's most important. So this is an opportunity for us to build and fellowship and just join a community of serious minded parents around not just homeschooling in the sense of what we know it as, but first just taking a driver's seat in your children's education, whether they're in public school, private school, wherever they are, and recognizing that our culture is our cure. You know, like when we tap into our culture, we tap into our true divine selves, and we have to give our children that experience.
So is the goal is to increase homeschooling for black kids?
The goal is to increase our children's level of black excellence, their African excellence, their true divine selves, for them to be nurtured in a way that cultivates their divine purpose and not just something that is solely to make money. So we're looking at, you know, their morals, their values, their traditions. We're looking at the things that they most gravitate towards, that they're amazing at, that they love. They become passionpreneurs, where they start their own businesses, where we build our own communities, where, you know, we solve all the problems of our community. So it's not, homeschooling is one of my favorite vehicles and tools for that. You know, I'm a homeschool parent of 23 years. I've homeschooled 7 children, still homeschooling, and I've seen the awesome results. Wow. So I can definitely speak to that, you know, firsthand. However, we all know that not everybody's going to homeschool. So the point is to work with people with where they are. And, you know, we got to deal with our own detoxification of our own indoctrination, get our minds right as parents. Wow. And really look at the things that haven't been working, that are not working. Let those things go and then allow for the things that are of our culture and ancestry that have allowed us to be great for thousands of years before our enslavement. Because that's just a very small piece, exactly. You know, allow that to come in and shine.
Wow. So you're going to have resources like curriculums and all that?
Oh, yeah. We'll have curriculums. We have a host of training workshops, master classes, everything from those who want to just learn more about homeschooling, because now a lot of the schools are going online. And my whole thing is, if, you know, if they're going to be home anyway, you might as well give them what's, you know, in alignment with who they are. We'll also have workshops on world schooling, teaching people how to travel and educate their children and make money, because a lot of people say, well, you know, I can't do it because I don't have the money. We'll be talking about building curriculums. We'll be talking about how to choose online virtual learning academies and schools, everything. So, yes, we'll have black curriculum materials, black books, all types of resources, internships, apprenticeships, all those types of things as well. We have a few of those, a few organizations that deal solely with that, you know, allowing our children to be able to get that college experience through the hands-on work. And I know that was a big avenue that I used for my children, where my son, he did an internship when he was, 12, 13, dealing with car mechanics and engines. And then it transferred into aviation. And he was, by the time he was 16, he was a pilot. Whoa. And he's still a pilot at 23.
Whoa. Major.
So it's doable. It's doable. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't, you know, my whole thing is when we focus on what we want, take all of the obstacles out of our brain, because they don't exist. When we focus on what it is we want, you will draw. Yes.
Queen, you just rolled past it like that wasn't that. I can't let you just roll past it.
I'm on a mission.
Like you spitting out rhyme, rap battle rhymes and stuff. Hey, you just said your son.
I can do that too.
I bet you just said your son was a pilot and kept going.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm going to tell you something. That's not extraordinary.
It is for a lot of black kids who never been on, most of black kids never been on a plane.
But that's the whole point. It's not extraordinary when we create a new paradigm of what our greatness is.
Exactly.
That doesn't have to be rare. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't.
I get that. But the reality is, it is rare. It's rare.
It is now.
It is now. However,
this conference is about making that change. That needs to be our everyday reality.
That is amazing. That is amazing. He's a pilot. He started at what age?
He started training at 12, and he was a pilot, licensed pilot at 16, and then now he's a full-fledged pilot.
He's a commercial pilot now.
Yes.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Every time, and I fly once a week. Every time I see a black pilot, I stop and talk to him.
Me too. It's always been like that.
And to hear this story, that is amazing. Okay, all right. I just want to commend you on in your classroom. You building pilots in your homeschooling. Right?
We gotta fly, right? We gotta fly. We gotta take it out.
And he's liberated. And he know knowledge yourself. You know what I mean? He ain't gotta worry about him running into a mountain. Talking about he's trying to take himself out. He's conscious. I love it. So liberated. Black Minds. What is that? Is that a school name? Is that a?
It's the Liberated Minds Black Homeschooling Education Institute is an entity where we provide different opportunities and resources and a support system. So we do have an actual physical homeschool of 50 families here in Atlanta. In addition to that, we have our events that we do that help to educate the community and bring people together. We also have an online learning campus and platform, which we'll be launching this fall, to also be able to engage other youth and families from all over. We just a host of resources. We have our app that's also, it is here to be able to tie people to the resources in their area. So a lot of people call us and they say, I want to know where the culturally conscious programs are, and I live in this town and I have no idea where it's at and that's near me. So they let us know and we would tell them. So now we created this app where they can go on themselves and they can see where all of the enrichment programs, homeschools, after school programs, summer camps, whatever it is they're looking for that does have a culturally relevant experience for their children. Because if we don't have a self-identity, we don't have anything. I don't care how many, you know, if you get an A in this, a B in that, if you're great in this area, that area, if it's not, you know, our culture is what grounds us to our spirituality, and it grounds us to the essence of who we are, our ancestors and everything before us, the shoulders that we stand on. So we have to make sure that we are giving our children that confidence and that sense of power. And those are the things that allow them to soar, because they know that they can do anything. It's not enough to say to our children, you can do anything, you can be anything you want. We have to allow for them to give them the resources that support that and the tools that support that. And part of that is our culture, the foundation of it.
How can people sign up?
They can go to the website, which is liberatedmindsexpo.com. That's simple, liberatedmindsexpo.com. They can also, when they go on there, they can get on the email list. find out all the resources, you know, anything that's up and coming, they'll be in the know. And it's just that simple. It's a minimal cost. You know, a lot of times these conferences are $150, $200. It's literally less. It's right now, it was been $25. It just went up $10 because the early bird special is over. So, I mean, you have over, literally, it's less than a dollar a master class, plus the community you're getting, plus the resources you're getting. So, you know, it's I felt like there's no excuse. I wanted to make it where it was affordable for all of our people to get there.
Right.
You know, and not, I don't want to create barriers for people. Sometimes we create our own barriers in our mind, and I don't want to add to that as we're working through, you know, those barriers to get to the understanding that we can achieve anything we put our minds to and our actions to.
Wow. And you got Susan L. Taylor.
Yes, she's going to be doing the opening address. And I don't know if you know, but she has a program called the National Cares Movement now.
Okay.
After Essence Magazine. And she is just an amazing, amazing force when it comes to fighting for our Black children in particular. Mm-hmm. She has a university that has over 50 locations in the U.S. She's very vested in the lives of our youth and creating classes, opportunities, also for parents, you know, teaching them how to educate, which is a lot of what we do. That's very similar. So I just love her. Her spirit is exactly, if not more, magnified than who she appears to be. She's just a beautiful person. So it was just an honor that she would accept that to be able to come forward and just do our opening address and share some words with all of us.
On the phone line, Queen Thais is on the phone line. As a person who homeschools your kid, how much of the day is committed to teaching your kids?
You know, I'm going to say this. Legally, if you look at it on paper, it's 4.5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. However, I look at homeschooling as a way of life. So whatever I do in the day is connected to homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And homeschooling, you know, schooling is not just about sitting at the table and doing worksheets and working in your textbook. It's a series of experiences in which you bring an enriching perspective on whatever it is you're doing. So if they're cooking, you know, if you're making dinner, that's homeschooling, because now I can start talking about the nutrients, the vitamins. Okay, then, you know, next day, go look that up, find out more about that. So this, we have to find ways to incorporate learning in all we do. So I don't bracket it off into hours per se in that way.
Right. Well, I know Ty here, RBG, he homeschooled his kids, and I can take his kids and put them against anybody academically. they gonna handle their business. These kids
are on point.
I'm like, wow, man. And so I look up to him and his queen for taking a time to homeschool their kids. And shout out to Mama Olabisi in Pine Hills.
Yes, yeah. I love Mama Olabisi. Yes, and Dr. Alicia Blackwood,
Dr.
who
Lisa
you spoke
Blackwood.
About earlier.
Yes.
You know, we are honoring her this year, and that feels so great.
I got to shout out my hometown in Muskegon, Michigan, our former mayor, Kim Sims. She homeschooled her kids. And this show is also airing in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and it's also in Mississippi and South Carolina. So shout out to everybody who homeschooling their kids. I think this is probably that time. If you're gonna make that transition,
it is definitely that time.
You got that experience.
Put the stamp on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, with all of this happening, even with the George Floyd and all the things that have already been happening, right? They just bring them heightened in the media. However, to me, homeschooling is the greatest way, the greatest form of protest and resistance. And I'm going to tell you why. Because number one, it's proactive. It's not reactive. Number two, it is long lasting. And so it's long lasting in the sense that we're creating young minds and cultivating young spirits to build and create where we don't even have to deal with this level of things anymore. Now, of course, there's always going to be resistance, but our approach is going to be totally different, and our level of power. We're dealing with this because of lack of power that we recognize. Not lack of power of what we have, lack of power of what we recognize that we have. And so when we raise our children in a certain way where they know our power and our strengths, they know the things that they need to do that's in alignment with, you know, healing our community, then this won't be an issue because we will be a force to reckon with.
There you go. There you go. Queen Thais, thank you so much for being available.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Yeah, this is powerful. We love interviews like this. We got to get you back after this over, talk some other things. I'm sure you're equipped to talk about politics, everything.
All of that.
COVID-19 did not stop you. I bet you came up even stronger off of doing this COVID-19.
Absolutely.
I can tell, Rob. She came up, man. Yeah. And which is good.
Well, I definitely, y'all come on out. Y'all enjoy. It's this weekend, the 26th to the 28th. So if you can jump on. Everyone has access to the workshop. So the masterclass is for 14 days after with the recording. So you can really sit. This could be your university for the next 2 weeks. Where you just going in and learning from our great scholars and parents, and you know what I mean? So yeah, it's a great opportunity to get some nice concentrated information, some love, and some resources.
All right, Queen. Thank you so
much. All right, much love. Talk to you later.
Peace and blessings. Okay. Take care.
All right. Peace.
All right, family. That was Queen Thais in Atlanta. Liberated Minds and Black Homeschool. Liberated Minds, Black Homeschool, and Education Virtual Expo. Happening this weekend. You want to head over to liberatedmindsexpo.com. Give it a try. Just check out the link. Check it out. Right, Big Rob?
Absolutely, man. It's great to hear that. You know, great to hear that program. Great to hear about that. Great to hear about all these beautiful things that people are doing.
Yeah.
That's great.
If I had a chance, I don't know if I got any more kids left in me, but if one happens to happen, I think I will be homeschooling. Yeah. I want my kids' minds to be liberated and have the teachings from that perspective 24/7. All right, fam. Going back to my music. This afternoon jams brought to you by bestblacknews.com.